made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
Welcome, my friend, to the second hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'm wondering, the really important issue tonight is, what happened to my music for the opening of the second hour? Well, we'll have to overlook those peccadillos, folks, and be blessed with what we have. A couple of interesting points here. I'd like to address a comment to any members of the NFL who happen to be listening, or members of organized baseball who are listening. You know, when they come to you and they ask you to testify, wasn't there an NFL player that was arrested on charges of lying to an investigator this week? My question to all you NFL players is, why on earth are you talking with the investigators? Why aren't you looking them in the eye and saying, excuse me, this is an investigation, right? You're an investigator, right? This is a criminal investigation, is it not? You're attempting to compel me to cast witness against myself in violation of law, right? Well then, take a hike. And don't come back. That should be your response if you have a minimum level of knowledge of quote-unquote law. At least that's the way I might have handled it 7 or 8 years ago. And I'll tell you, folks, it would have worked. Well, I'll get a subpoena. You get anything you like, but understand if you're compelling me, then you may find that subpoena works. That subpoena is a two-way street. Folks, did you notice that Henry Paulson's corpse was on television yesterday behind the President of the United States? May I observe that we patriots are such suckers. I received an email a couple of weeks ago which said, hey, Sam, what do you think of this? And I received a lot of emails shortly after, all excited about the death of Henry Paulson. And my answer to them was, show me the corpse. You know, some might observe that we patriots are not just suckers, we're simple-minded. We think we have a lot of discretion, but look at the garbage that crosses our email inbox that we purport to believe. Oh yeah, Henry Paulson's dead. And by the way, did you see the email that said that Atlantis was found and everyone's still alive? Folks, show some discretion. Do you not remember those Nacera emails from 5 or 6 years ago? I mean, what were they, written by a 10-year-old? Let's not hang our hats on unverified garbage. Please show some discretion. Received a call this week from a friend who had was involved in a hearing of another party that he's assisting, and I know the other party, and this was in bankruptcy court, and the trustee, this fellow had a couple of friendly creditors there, and the trustee said no, those claims would be disallowed because they weren't attached to a UCC-1, and now it was too late to file it. Well, I take exception to the last part of it. Look, Federal Rules of Bankruptcy Procedure under Title 11 Appendix Section 3001 specifically state that a Form B-10 or an equivalent which has the claim to the security interest attached to it is given the weight of prima facie evidence of the claim. However, if you look down to Section F, it says, a proof of claim executed and filed in accordance with these rules shall constitute prima facie evidence of the validity and amount of the claim. But that only tells part of the story. And when we come back from this 3-minute break, I'll bring you the rest of the story. Those of you involved in controversies over liens and levies are going to be fascinated to hear what I have to say. Uncle.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back, folks. As I was saying before the break, that Section 3001 of Title 11 Appendix, which is the Federal Rules of Bankruptcy, under subparagraph F, states that that proof of claim, that Form B-10 with attachments, is given the weight of prima facie evidence. However, Section D says evidence of perfection of security interest. If a security interest in property of the debtor is claimed, the proof of claim shall be accompanied by evidence that the security interest has been perfected. Now, those fellows purported to have a security interest. And so the trustee said, no, there's no UCC-1. There's no evidence of perfection. Now, UCC-1 is not the only acceptable evidence of perfection. And if you'd like to understand perfection, you might want to read Article 9 of the UCC. However, can you think of anyone else who comes into court and claims to have a perfected security interest? But do they ever show up with perfection? Do the tax agencies ever show up with perfection? No. So what if when one makes a motion to object to the claim, and what if one of the friendly creditors or two of the friendly creditors make motions or a joint motion objecting to the claim of the taxing agency? And they can do that as an interested party. And one of them has a perfected security interest and one does not. And when they are asked to speak, and they will have an opportunity to speak first at the hearing, they simply ask the other party to show its evidence of perfection pursuant to subparagraph D of 11 U.S.C. Appendix 3001. And if the other side can't, that should be a bona fide end to that objection, to that claim. Now, at least as a security interest. Now, if the judge permits it, because let's face it, in the bankruptcy court, you're in their equity domain. And what's the definition of equity? The judge can screw you any way she wants. So if the judge goes ahead and turns the screws, the other creditor steps forward and says, excuse me, ma'am, I have an identical security interest without perfection, but it predates that one, and it's larger and must take priority. So I need you to take judicial notice of this claim. The judge cannot disallow one of those claims without disallowing the other, or without confessing to a felony on the bench. So this might be an avenue that someone in bankruptcy court might consider pursuing, keeping them honest to their own rules. Another thing the friendly creditor could do is simply have the debtor in bankruptcy file a revised Schedule 6E, I think it is, which would be the unsecured priority creditor. So you have a claim but not a security interest. There is a difference. So there are a lot of ways you can go. There's never an end. The question is, how long do we want to mess around in venues where we're not really welcome? And my answer to that is, you mess around in them as long as you have to gain the education you need to solve the problem appropriately. And bankruptcy court is an excellent place for that education and to stay the proceedings and to gain breathing room while you're learning how not to lose your house. That said, I'd like to make an announcement that I alluded to earlier. If you listened to the program the last two Sundays, I think it's December 6th and the 13th, you heard me read from a very effective BIC process. It's the newest process out of my computer, and it's designed specifically to resolve private disputes, a dispute between you and Joe Sixpack, and to disembody the attorney that Joe Sixpack would bring forth, circling overhead as the threat to reinforce his dishonorable behavior. You know how it is. He threatens litigation. How often have you faced papers like that? Well, that process was, I brought it forth because it was a creative use of BIC and to show you how we could apply it to settling issues, turning things around on a dime, and eviscerating those attorneys who would impair my business. We attempted to apply BIC with inspiration as well as perspiration. Anyway, the process starts off by securing an invoice from that dishonorable party, and then we pay that in a manner that does not charge our brother and offers a period of grace, which is essential because we must ensure that we are using our power to save our brother, not to condemn him to suffering. The things that we discuss on this program are very much like superpowers. If we're not empowered with a superpower, at least we have a supreme responsibility not to misuse it, and certainly not to target other living men. We should not apply it against private men and women. Notwithstanding, when a man breaks his covenant with me and then begins to attempt to impose his dishonor upon me through duplicitous means, through lying and deception and deceit and inflation of costs and the like, that's when I feel I need to respond in the manner that seeks to save my brother rather than destroy him. And at the same time, it respects my refusal to become engaged in a quicksand of equity, quote-unquote, law, in a venue in which I have no desire to participate, no desire to plead to a false god. I've spent maybe, 50 hours, if not more, thus far perfecting this process so that it will do just that. It will accept their unconscionable offer. It will solicit from them an invoice, and if not, it will certify that they have failed to exhaust their administrative remedy. Now picture this. You're under the hot seat, and I get these emails all the time. Sam, I need to respond. They've given me 20 days. Well, what will they do? They'll file a lawsuit. Oh, will they? Well, what if you sent the attorney a letter that said, this is an administrative remedy. I'm seeking to exhaust the administrative remedy, and I am offering to settle this claim completely to the satisfaction of your client. Do you think that attorney now has any standing to go into court? Would he dare sign a document saying that there's a controversy when you've offered to pay? He can't do it. We make him an offer. He can't refuse. That starts the process. And then if they fail to provide the bill because they have some controversy over a territory or property or whatever, fine. The notary certifies the dishonor. They failed to exhaust their administrative remedy, and they failed to state a claim. In fact, our initial letter to them states at the top that it's an opportunity to state a claim, have it fully satisfied, and exhaust their administrative remedy. We've put them into a box. That's followed by the notary certificate if they fail to comply, and then we use that certificate to issue our own remedy, and that's part of the remedy I read the last 2 weeks. We make payment to their complete satisfaction so that, let's say, the contract was for $100,000 and the guy sends us a bill for $500,000, I may pay him $700,000 because I want him to be able to tangibly taste the cliche, watch out what you wish for. You may get it. It may be more than you can handle. I want him to sense that there's too much of a good thing. Why? Because the payment that I offer under public policy is a complete full face value taxable liability to him. It's a very, very powerful way to end the situation and have those attorneys running for the doors. They can't wait to get away from me. Believe me, once attorneys find out who I am and what I am, you do not want to be standing between them and the nearest exit sign. It would not be good for your health. Why would they want a piece of this? Anyway, I've had a lot of requests for this package, and here's what I've decided to do. This was, I sat down and I contemplated on this, and I discussed this with my maker, and what I plan to do is donate the package this week, if I can finish it this week, to a local ministry by the name of Contemporary Christian Order. And this ministry does some very important work, and I'm authorizing them to make it available to qualified patriots pursuant to certain guidelines for a reasonable donation that I anticipate will help support their good works. Many of you know that the monies that I take in go out in ministerial purposes, pursuant to my vow of poverty. Now, this idea just appeared in my head while I was driving. My friends know I had a couple of long drives this week. That's when I seem to do my best thinking. As I'm passing all of those flashing lights of the vultures having pulled these poor men and women over, new ideas enter my head, and this was one of them late at night. And it really appeals to me because it makes my labor available to assist you directly without any compensation to me. And at the same time, my labor is the gift that will keep on giving to serve the good works of others whose works I believe in long into the future and without my daily input. So this package is some of the most refined work that I've ever done. And if it can help you, then please send an email to Sharon, Sharon, at rescueteam.com. That is RESCU, rescue, TEAM, team, all one word, .com. Sharon will let you know the cost and certain information she will need from you to prepare and personalize the package so it's ready when you receive it. And I hope it will be a great help to many, many people and to continue. contemporary Christian order. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. We're going to go to the phones and follow up on this topic as well.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back, my friends. The name of that package is the Contract Dispute Settlement Package with Attorney Elimination Strategies. I had another name for the attorney strategies, but we settled on elimination. But you can just ask Sharon for the Contract Dispute Package. I do believe it's my best work. It's my, at least on paper, it's my most, and I don't mean this to be complimentary to me, but it's my most clever work, if you know what I mean. It's really using their own thought process against you. Usually I use that term clever in a derogatory manner regarding attorneys, because clever attorneys, pesky attorneys, are the ones that can cause nightmares for you. Let me caution you, private contract disputes are fraught with danger. These attorneys, without conscience, will immediately move to criminal charges to win a civil case. I've seen it 100 times if I've seen it once. So everyone has to decide who they are and what risk they're willing to take. This package was designed to stop all that nonsense. If you just send in claims and offers, the chances are that someone's going to swear out a warrant and you'll be arrested. I know. It happened to me. And this Frankenstein's monster was born. So it may not be such a bad thing. But on the other hand, if your goal is to not waste your time learning by pain and to put an end to it, this package was designed to really segregate out that attorney and put the fear of coming anywhere near this case in his bones. And that will work in most cases, maybe not in the higher price cases where he's looking at, you know, a few hundred thousand dollars in fees. And there will be a donation. It will be reasonable. It will be reasonable on any scale, but especially on the scale if you've committed that you don't want an attorney involved. That's probably because you understand your first 5 minutes in that attorney's office is going to be very, very expensive. Again, the email for that is Sharon@rescueteam.com. She will ask you for some information, including a credit card, because that's how this is going to be handled. She has that facility, which I don't. So there'll be some convenience there. But she's also going to require you to provide some information. It's absolutely secure. It will be destroyed immediately after it's embedded in some of the materials to make the materials usable when you receive them. Anyway, that's the announcement. So we're covering all bases tonight. Sovereignty, smaller issues, BIC, and the like. Anyway, let's go to the phone. Well, first let me see if there's anything I forgot to announce. I don't see it. So let's go to the phones. We have someone in California, but I know I'm going to mispronounce the name. LaShawn, is that the correct pronunciation?
It's LaShawn.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
I'm due a spanking, LaShawn. LaShawn, you got to get that U out of your name.
I know. It's different.
LaShawn sounds like you've been trained by Charlene Monk somewhere. All right. Anyway, I understand I asked you to call in. Did I really?
Yeah, you sent me an email. You sent me the email with a writ of execution, writ of prohibition, and writ of mandamus. But what I needed to know was where can I get the template and instructions on how to file the promissory note, indemnity bond, and the set-off bond?
Well, look, do I hear a child in the background?
Yeah.
How many kids? Why'd you say it like that?
I can't hear you.
Why did you say it like that? Children are a blessing.
Of course.
I know. Some nights it doesn't seem like it. How many children do you have?
Two.
How old are they?
3 and 12.
Oh, my. I really love three-year-olds. up until age 5, I love them. Then after that, I'm convinced the Lord should have provided children in the form of round balls with no hands, legs, or arms until they hit puberty. No hands, legs, or a mouth, rather, until they hit puberty. Then suddenly it all appears. But up until age 5, aren't they the cutest little things?
Yes, they are.
You sound like you need convincing. All right, well, we'll move on. Look, I don't think you should be using indemnity bonds or offset bonds or anything unless you're working with a mentor and know what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
You know, you need to really know where you're headed. What's the purpose of using those items? Is it for a prison extraction?
No, I have a husband who's in prison who is trying to utilize them. He's really have a lot of medical issues and health issues, and we need to really get him out as soon as possible.
Yeah, that's some sophisticated stuff. Let me first recommend that you download the programs from this past month. In fact, if you give me a second, I might be able to find an index here. We did prison extraction on, we've been doing it all through November and December. And I suggest December 8th, December 9th, December 15th and 16th, and December 1st would be a real good overview. All of December, how's that, up through the 22nd, would be real good. And then December 30th also would be applicable.
Okay.
Now, that music means we're coming up to a break, LaShawn, so why don't you stick with us?
Okay.
And we'll see if we can answer that question for you directly about the indemnity bond. Folks, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. And if you have children, why aren't they in bed, my friends?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, my friend. Welcome back. Hey, LaShawn, is hillbilly music like that real big out in California?
Yeah, it's just big out here.
Oh, yeah, you're just going to say anything to make sure I give you an answer. All right, look, your husband, how much commercial experience does your husband have?
About 8 months.
Commercial experience?
Yes.
All right, now where is he learning it, in the joint?
Yes.
All right, the education in the joint is somewhat limited. However, I've seen a lot of great technology come out of the joint, depending upon who gets sent in. But if you learn from scratch in there, it's a little hard. However, so you're going to have to do some learning on the outside, and I'd like to hook you up with a mentor who's good in this frame of reference. My suggestion to your husband, to all of my friends inside prison, to all those people who send me letters and emails, to the families of those prisoners, is to work with a mentor on the outside, mastering BIC, and get certain kinds of liens and administrative process in place. It is essential to rescind all of those faulty signatures. It is essential to pay off all of the previous contracts. We don't have to get too fancy about that. It's essential to develop a lien right based upon that, and to secure that lien right against the bond of the officials with whom we are concerned. At the same time, it is essential to learn what we spoke about today, what it's like to be a free sovereign man, not just in thought, not just in an email address, in your heart. Then you are ready, because then you will know what to do. Then you will issue an order. You will expect it to be carried out. Your people working on the outside will help carry things out. And in fact, they can. It's not a big handicap being inside as far as being able to generate paper. You get on the phone, you make that rip-off call through MCI Sprint. Your party on the outside accepts the charge and in front of two witnesses says, do you give me power of attorney to sign by accommodation on all of the related documents? Yes, I do. Thank you. It's done. Now you can execute anything your little heart desires on behalf of that party as an authorized representative.
Right. Yeah, I'm his power of attorney already.
All right.
I have a question for you. The downloads, what website are your downloads on?
Well, they're not my downloads. This is Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to the homepage, click on archives, and they're all there.
Okay.
There are also some downloads which I believe are condensed, may have the commercials taken out, which is probably not the nicest thing to do because Republic is a huge contributor to the Patriot movement. But those are available at Common Law Venue of Minnesota, I believe is the name of that site. We have some friends over there as well who we communicate with from time to time by email on various cases.
So as far as
the indemnity bond, I've got other calls I've got to go to, LaShawn, so let's get right to the issue of the indemnity bonds. What specifically did you wonder about?
I needed to know, actually, do I send, when we send the bond to the treasurer, do we need to send it with the 1040ES form?
No, that's a whole different process. That's a much older process of treasury liquidation. We're not using the ES anymore. We're doing liquidation using various tax documents. And I tell you, once one of those tax documents comes into effect in that court, they'll never go up against you again. They may try and bluff you. If you issue a document like that, we're going to issue a contempt citation or this or that or the other thing. Well, we've already discussed how to handle that. And if anyone throws at you contempt, my first question to him would be, criminal contempt? Well, exactly what does one have to do to be in contempt of this tribunal here, in contempt of this mockery? What exactly does it take to be in contempt? You know what a contempt is. A contempt is nothing more than an attempt to hide the truth. They don't want you to speak the truth, so they'll hold you in contempt. That's, again, part of the heretics running the world. But if someone threatens me with contempt, I'm not going to threaten them with contempt. I'm going to issue contempt. I'm going to arrest them. I'm going to arrest their bond. I'm going to issue a warrant or whatever other procedure enters my head at the time as being appropriate. And I suggest that your husband get a copy, everyone in prison get a copy of the transcript from today's program, January 20th, and that may very well advance their cause in tandem throughout the prisons of the country. We send the indemnity bond into Treasury by registered mail. We send it in a loan. The only other document I might include would be a Form 56 appointing the secretary to handle all of the tax issues. But let's put you in touch with a mentor. Would you send me an email at restore.america@hotmail.com?
Okay.
All right. Why don't you do that, and then your questions can be answered in detail. How's that?
Restore.america@hotmail.com. Okay.
All right, because you have a lot of issues that a mentor will want to go over with you. Thank you for calling, LaShawn.
Where is my mentor at?
Well, when you send an email in, we'll see what we can do about hooking you up with somebody.
Oh, okay. I'm going to just put on the email, where is my mentor, and then that way
you'll... Send me an email.
Okay.
With your name on it, I won't forget your name,
okay.
And say, Sam, can you hook me up with a mentor and answer the following questions, and I'll be happy to take care of it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Get those kids to... Oh, it's California.
Yeah.
What time is it out there? 10:30, 9:30, 7:30.
Yes,
7:30? It's 5 hours past their bedtime. All right. Goodbye, LaShawn. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Maria in Washington. How are you, Maria?
It's Maria Janet. How are you?
Hi, Maria Janet. And thanks for calling in, Maria. We're going to go staccato. Boom, boom, boom. 2 minutes of call. We've got stack lines. So nice to talk with you, Maria. Nice to hear from you. And what can I do for you?
When you're providing a rescission paper with your notice that you are, in fact, the employer, and you are altering those statuses, unlawfully assumed statuses, do you also supply with your IRS papers the Form 56? I mean, the 1099A and 1099C.
I have no idea what rescission document you're talking about regarding an employer.
Not employer. No, no. We are the employer of everybody out there. We are the boss. They don't have boss.
I would be careful about using the word employer, but I see what you're saying. Go ahead.
So, and I'm not sure because on some other previous programs there was some talk about when you go to enforce that with and turn in those forms after they have defaulted on your process to them, that using a 1099A and or 1099C was not really a cool way to go.
Well, it is one way to go. It depends on what one is looking to accomplish. There are many, many ways to do this, and I don't think I'm going to take the balance of this program and go into all of that. You can use an A. You can use a C. You can use a 709. You can use a 1041. You can use a 1040. Lots of ways to do it. You can use a 1040NR. But let me say this, because I think I know what you're asking, Maria. If a document is not signed, I include the Form 56. I didn't invent that. That was taught to me by a very good friend, and I like that philosophy because we are providing them with the authority, the proof of the authority, for the secretary to fill out the document, secure the numbers, and take care of it. Occasionally, those unsigned documents will come back, but many times, most of the time, they go through and they get processed. Does that answer your question?
Well, kind of. Just if you have a defaulted promissory note that the vendor has failed to process.
Then I have an exact amount, and I would put that exact amount if it was me. And I don't want to lecture anybody to do this. I have two of those sitting within arm's length of me on the desk right here. And both of those are attached to 1099 OIDs, naming me as the payer. Those are my instruments. And I intend to put in on refund by taking a copy that I certify, accepting it for value or making it payable to Treasury, attaching it to the 1099 OID. I'm going to be including proof of perfection on those as well. And I also took them and I filed them with the notary. One of them I apostilled with the notary certificate. One of them I sought a state certification, which is basically a court judgment, and I then filed them in the county. One is a domestic judgment, one is a foreign judgment, and that's what I'm putting in along with a UCC-3. It's funny, I did that UCC-3 about an hour before the program. That's what I'm putting in attached to the 1099. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Now that answers your question. Thanks for calling, Maria.
Thanks a lot.
All right, David, Washington on 1099. Hi, David.
You just answered my question.
Bye, David. It was a pleasure. This is my ideal kind of phone call.
You just answered. I'm working with Maria, so I'm in the same area. So
all right,
God
very
bless
good,
you.
David. Then I'm going to move on to George in Utah. George, you got 2 minutes. George, are you there? All right, no George. Then Larry in California, 1 minute. How are you, Larry? Larry's gone. Chris, a friend of Eddie Kahn's.
Yeah.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. I got Cookie Kane is listening, as well as, of course, I am. And the reason my call is I'm a good friend of Eddie's, and we're doing everything we can to help him. And as you know, he is incarcerated. He's been in jail for 14 months.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Okay, he has not recently He stood up in front of the judge and told him he does not consent to this proceeding. He does not have jurisdiction, nor does he have authority, and he's not participating in this process. Every morning, they come by the jail cell and ask him, you can participate today if you like to, Eddie, and Eddie does not do so. Now, in listening to your call today, we want to get this information that you're talking about tonight to him, and I want to know if there's some way that I can help him, and what is there paperwork that we need to do, or is there something I can get with you like tomorrow and discuss more about this?
Yeah, yes and yes. Number one, I would get a transcript of this program through to him. So start those little fingers working, and Eddie's a bright guy. I've never spoken or met to Eddie personally, and I did have some communication with Cookie. Is that the correct pronunciation?
Yes, Cookie Kane, yes.
Yes, and I told her, please have him listen to the program, and then if he's interested, or listen to the program for a couple of episodes, talk about it with him, and if he's interested in using a commercial approach, to contact me, and I never heard back. I figured it might not be his particular cup of tea at the time.
Well,
I think maybe at this point we've evolved and he's evolved to the point that it might be his cup of tea, and he just needs to be a little bit more forceful, I would say.
Well, we did send a guy up to your seminar, RJ, if you remember him from Florida.
I don't at the moment, but I may know
him
under a different name.
But he's very familiar, and he's already begun doing some of the paperwork to get it going, and I will press upon him tomorrow, and maybe the three of us can get some action going and get the get what it needs. But I'm going to get the statements that he needs to do, get that to him right away, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, and really it's not a matter of statements as much as a belief system.
He very much believes.
I'm sure he does, especially after what he's been through. And now it's up to him to enforce it. I'll tell you this, if I was in Eddie's position, I would be thinking about my friend's email here. Orders. I would issue orders, and I would foreclose on those who do not execute my orders, who are in violation of my orders. That's the way I would be viewing life.
Well, the question is then, who do you issue the order to? They're all going to laugh.
Whoever
at
I
you.
Want. Put yourself to answer those questions. Put yourself in the position of being a judge. Who does a judge issue it to?
Well, he issues it to the bailiff.
He issues the order to whomever he wants.
Correct.
He has the clerk put the court seal on it, and then they issue an order or a copy of an order, and everyone assumes that it carries the weight of law.
So for instance,
I don't have to assume. I know my word carries the weight of law.
Yeah, but they don't know that they should do it.
Long as you believe that, then you will fail. But if you believe otherwise, then we have people out there who are walking proof that they understand. It just, the dose of castor oil is not hot enough at this point, I would suspect.
Yeah. No. We'll leave it as that. But no, I understand what you're saying. I strongly believe it. And,
all right.
And that doesn't need to be said. But I'll talk. We'll talk to Eddie tomorrow, and we'll get in touch with you and as well as RJ.
Very good. It'll be my pleasure. It'll be my honor to talk with you. Have RJ get in touch with me. That'll be the most productive, I think.
Yes, it will, because he's far more ahead in experience in all of this.
Very good. Very good. Well, maybe he can tell me what to do. I go into these things with an open mind. There's always a world of learning to be done.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. So we'll talk tomorrow. Thanks very much.
Very good. Thank you.
Folks, when we come back from the break, I'm going to have an announcement for you about a resource for mentorship of good people, people I know. They're not backed by me. They're not affiliated by me. But these are fine people who have helped many, and are now in a position to help many more. You don't want to miss it, and I think you're going to find many of you out there will find a resource for your problems, people who can take you through BIC process, people who have answers to your questions, and most importantly, people who can provide an education. Now, I've provided much of an education with this program in the meetings, but they've taken it one step further and broken it down in step by step so that if I have a stage one process of presentment, they will take you through conference calls and meetings at night and have specialists in each of these areas so that you can do the one thing that's missing if you delegate, which is learn what you need to know to support who you are and what you believe in as a child of God. If you don't learn how to be who you are, you're going down. If not now, sometime in the near future. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Please join me.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
Welcome back, my friend. Welcome back. The name of the organization I mentioned before the break is Hope Source. One word, capital H, capital S. Hope Source. Now, if you're a beginner, for instance, LaShawn, who called in earlier, If you need foundational information, if you send me an email that says, Sam, I want to help people. Teach me BIC. I want to go out there and help the world. And by the way, I have this foreclosure I don't know how to get out of. Then these are the people you need to be in touch with. Their email address is BIC Study Club, all one word, BIC Study Club at MSN.com. Before I forget, if you need a BIC or commercial notary, you must send an email to Notary Depot. That site has served many, many people, and as with Hope Source, I have no affiliation with either of these organizations other than these are people I know and I respect their work. BIC Study Club, Hope Source at BIC Study Club at MSN.com will be able to give you the foundational education you need in abundance. They will be able to saturate you with the information that you are seeking, much more so than I can. Notary Depot, I forgot to mention, is at notarydepot@hush.com. If you have foreclosures and cases of that sort and you need a mentor, then Hope Source at BIC Study Club at MSN.com. Let me make that clear. The name of the organization is Hope Source. The email address is bicstudyclub@msn.com. Would certainly be worth a moment of your time to send an inquiry. And tell them I sent you. That sounds like one of those cheap referrals, but I'm happy to make this referral. And I get nothing back in return other than the satisfaction of knowing that more people are taken care of. Hope Source is actually the manifestation of my vision of mentors fanning out across the globe, non-commercially and commercially. People are entitled to receive payment for their time when they're dedicating themselves full-time to helping others and to promote their ministries. But my vision was to saturate this country and eventually the planet with people who understand how to participate in the great exodus of 2008. And let me remind you, my friends, let me remind Eddie Kahn, who's probably demonstrating this every day. And now you heard, by the way, from his friend, why they haven't brought him in. It's because he hasn't consented. Let me remind you of Psalm chapter 37, verse 3, which says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture." On that, my friends, thank you for joining me for this momentous program. Tonight begins the second Exodus, and I invite you to join us. You've been listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Good night. God bless. We'll see you next Sunday at 9 p.m. By the way, I'm hoping to have our patriot friend, who's a free man, join us for an interview. You don't want to miss it. Good night and God bless.
Since 19...